and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa!
And Matt, who has to edit this and level it out. What's that I hear?
Sound levels.
Ching, 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 ching. Why, it's a sleigh arriving with the AON originals.
Woohoo!
Is that you say? Why, that's...
Hey, Christmas has come early!
That's the original format of the show, which was just myself and Salsa.
So if Jenna's the real reason you're here, now is the good time to get the hell out.
I refuse to believe Jenna is the reason for the season.
No, I'm speaking hypothetically.
Oh, gotcha.
But, you know, just in case that person exists, which they don't. But just
Wait,
in case they do.
Jenna exists?
Shit,
your phrasing
been,
was tricky.
What have we been doing with this show for the past few years?
What have I done with my life? Anyway, no, Jenna's
for this
not
whole
here.
Time, everybody's been listening, not because we're interesting, but because they've been listening to two insane people.
Can you imagine
people?
How cool this would be if, like, for the last, what, at this point, 5 years, every time we're like, pause. Ha ha ha, Jenna. Like, they just hear silence, and it's this weird.
And just everybody is
like
listening because it's just listening to two people slowly go insane.
Exactly. It's this slow descent into madness that it will be studied for millennia.
Oh my
god. Because, like, it's so perfectly captured in our slow. Have you seen that thing?
That is a real genius
really
idea
amazing.
For
yeah.
a show. I mean, to be able to hold it for five
Have
years.
Have you seen. You can hold it for 5 years. Have you seen
yeah.
the. There's an artist who had schizophrenia that gradually got worse, and he loved painting cats. And the guy continued to paint cats throughout his sort of descent into mental illness. And it is a fascinating view into like how he viewed the world.
Interesting.
Because they are just really decent cat paintings. And then they start getting a little more warped. And eventually, like, these psychedelic, freak-out, electrified things.
Weird.
And it's like... But to him, he was still painting what he saw in front of him.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, shit. Like, it's really weird. And, like, that's... We could be doing it right now. Oh, shit.
What do you think about that, Jenna?
Is this like a Jacob's Ladder scenario? Like, did we... What have we done? What have we wrought?
Shut up, Jenna. Men are talking.
Yeah. Jenna had a date like that once. Anyway, so sorry if you tune
either
in for Jenna,
either madness, apologies. Either madness or drunkenness.
Ether Madness was my favorite sequel that was less revered than the original Reefer Madness. So anyway, yeah, it's just
all those crazy kids losing their homes to ether.
Yeah, right. All those depraved ether sex binges,
ether fiends.
Yeah.
Or drunkenness.
Yeah.
I'm going with drunkenness because that's
drunkenness,
kind of our bag.
Since it's just Salsa and I, we can drink beer.
We can drink good stuff.
So what are we drinking?
We're drinking beer. So we each have in front of us something different. I am holding in front of me a Summit EPA because, goddamn, why wouldn't I if I have the opportunity?
I'm holding in front of me two women.
Uh-huh.
From New Glarus.
It's absolutely true.
Note
he is
the pause for comedic effect.
I didn't.
Jokes are funnier yeah. when you explain them.
And the reason for that is,
not bad.
But
yeah, when Jenna's not.
I'm sorry. I've been doing that a lot lately.
That was
apparently,
the opposite of the truth. Yeah. No. You've been.
I'm sorry.
A little upset by this.
I'm sorry.
We should point out Jenna is not here because she's a slacker or anything. Jenna is currently in the final week of rehearsals. Before the next Fearless show, which we've mentioned a couple times, you might have noted it. The Fearless 5 show, Harbingers, is opening this weekend at the Mounds Theater in St. Paul, same venue that we did Build Your Own Inferno, or where we did our Give to the Max Day mm-hmm. party, stuff like that.
That place is cool.
Really a fantastic venue, wonderful people to work with. And so, yeah, they will be opening in a few short days. In fact, I will be driving over there to drop off my more famous than me couch because that's going to get used in yet another show. So this couch has now been seen in Hardwired, Build Your Own Inferno,
yep.
and now in the upcoming Harbinger show. So
more prolific than you too,
certainly. So it is. It's going to get its IMDb page at some point.
Yeah,
I'm sure
indeed.
Of it. This is my version of Sam Raimi's classic, which is what he calls his crappy like 1970s Oldsmobile that he puts in every movie.
The TCTDB, Twin Cities Theater Database.
Yeah, there you go.
Somebody should make that.
Yeah, I was going to say someone should do that. Because,
that's actually
no,
not a bad idea.
No, but it's a terrible idea because the rampant wankery.
Oh no, absolutely.
would be funny as hell to watch.
But that's why it would be so good.
I did 6 minutes at the Galactic Pizza open night, so I deserve a TC, whatever you said.
It would be the Twin Cities Theater LinkedIn.
Yeah. And again, I'm not, and by the, just because of that example, I'm not disparaging Galactic Pizza for having an open mic night. That's awesome.
No, absolutely not.
But just the idea of someone being an open micer and being like, no, I deserve to have a theater credit for that. And it's like, yeah, that's like saying I wore a scarf at my mom's store and they put it in a print ad in the Shakopee Valley News.
Oh my God.
So I'm a model now. BT Dubs, true story. So,
oh my God, it would just be this list as long as your arm, and it's all these 6 minute open mic appearances.
Right. Yeah. It's like, no, my buddy posted that photo of me barfing on YouTube. So, technically, I'm both stage and screen. God damn it. Anyway, let's start with you, Salsa. What have you been up to?
Since last week?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's usually what we do.
Not much since last week, honestly. I don't know if I've mentioned this yet, but I've started going to the gym.
Yup. We I feel like we touched on that, a very light touch.
All right.
On that topic.
Yeah, I'm starting to go to the gym because we got a membership.
And you're getting the hang of those changing rooms, huh?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now
yeah,
I remember.
About that. Yeah.
Now I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do remember.
Yeah,
now.
I would have blocked that out, too.
God damn it.
To be fair, your wife's not here to glare at me until I mock you, but I got there.
Oh, no, she would have been cackling in the corner right
God,
now. Are
that
you
was
kidding?
So fun.
She was seriously howling.
How much did you guys
laughter?
Love that story? That story is so good. Anyway.
So
you continue to go to the gym.
That's, yep. That's I'm using, the, you, yep, the, using gym. The correct using the correct locker room, mm-hmm. So that's good. Mm-hmm. No, the first week that I went and actually, like, used the equipment as opposed to just going swimming because right. I didn't have shorts. I have shorts now.
Ooh.
But the first one was shorts, like, I haven't exercised like at a gym or anything like that since high school.
It's awful.
I was in high school wrestling was the last time I used any sort of
That's
exercise
awful,
equipment.
Actually, yeah.
And so I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to die or not.
Yep.
So I kept things pretty light, and I was actually pretty surprised that I didn't like. Reach that like gasping for breath.
Well, if you kept things
dry.
A little light, just kind of like test the waters. You
exactly.
Thing. Like,
yeah, exactly. Just
to kind
of
like I got this.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I kept it pretty light. You know, and just did a slow jog and everything was fine. I was using one of those ellipticals.
I like ellipticals actually.
And
yeah.
I think I was using it wrong. Because I guess you can use those things wrong.
Really?
But because I don't know exactly what I'm doing, I was using it like yeah, like because. You don't have a seat.
Right, yeah.
So you just...
It's essentially it's simulating the experience of running.
Yeah, but what I was doing at the very beginning was just keeping, like, my upper body pretty stable and just moving my legs. And my legs, after 30 seconds, were burning. And I was
yeah,
like, this is wrong.
Because it should
I'm doing something wrong
It should
here.
Be a low-impact running.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I kind of started to find yeah. that. And I was like, okay, but then my hips really started to hurt.
I can see
because I was doing this weird like hip twist thing that wasn't quite right. My lips.
Well, it is. It's an unnatural.
It very
thing,
much is, and know. I found out later that that's how my wife years ago that's how she fucked up her knee was on an elliptical.
Hmm.
Because if you don't know what you're doing on one of those things, you can actually hurt yourself. Apparently,
I prefer treadmill. Like,
well, and that's kind of what I did.
As much as that's higher impact, and I wear out faster. At least I know what I'm doing because I know how to run.
You know how to
line.
Run. Well, and so that's
not how my
so I started on the elliptical, and after a while, I was like, I'm doing this wrong, and it's really starting to hurt. So I quit out, and I went to one of the bicycle machines, mm-hmm. and then I just kind of coasted along with really no friction or anything like that, just kind of pedaling, and so I didn't really break a sweat that bad or really get my heart rate that high or anything like just to kind of test the water, see where mm-hmm. I was at. So this last week I go back and I was like, okay, now I know, now where I kind of have a better idea
right,
where
fuck
I'm
fuck you
at.
Elliptical, I got your number.
So fuck the elliptical, I'm never going back to one
oh,
of those.
Okay,
so I went to the bicycle
Rocky
machine.
Story turns out this is the guy that didn't yep. fight Rocky.
So I go over to the bicycle machine, and what you can do is basically create a profile.
Yeah.
Like the YMCAs are really high tech now. Like, I downloaded an app on my phone
Gross.
That I can use to track shit and mm-hmm. have an account. So you go there and you log into your account, and one of the things you can do is a test. That's just like, this is a body test to kind of let you know where you're at. Mm-hmm. And that way the computer knows where you're at, so it can go, okay, we're going to put together this training program for you.
I feel like I did something similar, yeah.
So I was like, cool, and I started taking that test. The thing is it's like a half an hour test, and every 2 minutes, it ups the resistance.
Right.
And so after about 10 minutes, I'm like, just fucking done, and finally I just quit out. I'm like, I'm done, I can't. So I sat
did
down.
You take the test pass fail?
No.
Okay.
I don't think that's how that works.
Well,
I got an unsatisfactory is what I got.
Then you failed.
So I went and lifted weights a little bit, and then I got on the just a treadmill and jogged for a little
weights
while
at a gym, because mm-hmm. I'm assuming you're by yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Do you do only, like, the machines that have, like, the ropes and shit, or do you do free weights?
I'm a little column A. Depends on what I'm working on.
Okay. Because, like, I'll do, like arm curls or something like that, mm-hmm. free weight. But, like, by myself in a gym, I'm going to only work on machines, like, you know, that have the built-in
safety mechanisms. Right, yeah. I'm not going to do any bench presses.
Well, I guess what I'm saying, I'm dancing around, like, do you ever go, hey, can you spot me, bro?
No.
Me neither.
No, God, no. Fuck that.
No, I hate
Jesus
that.
Christ, no.
It's so gross. But I've spotted people. I've been walking by someone, hey, can you spot me? Sure.
Yeah.
Of course. No big deal. I think nothing of it. And yet, the idea of asking someone to spot me.
Oh. I don't think it would cross my mind.
Literally, my butthole just puckered.
I don't think it would cross my mind.
No, it's terrifying.
But this I did wrestle in high school, I still retain some of that knowledge of how to lift weights correctly.
Sure, and I got that from being in track in high school. Like, oh, okay, I know how to lift weights, I just choose not to.
I mean, not, you know, so you're actually isolating different muscle groups,
right,
as opposed
and not
to...
not doing the whole, like, swing your arm to
yeah,
curl,
yeah, all,
like,
all
know,
of that nonsense, and
yeah,
if you're doing your triceps...
All the horrible shit that'll fuck up
you know,
your back.
You know, if you're doing your triceps, make sure your wrists are in and your elbows are near your body and
right,
things like
that.
Like,
shit,
all of that stuff I know how to do. It's just I haven't done it in a really long time.
Why would you want to?
I don't want to.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know, honestly,
I didn't intend to be the devil's advocate in this whole conversation. But I'm going to sit here and just be like, God damn,
no, it's,
my weekend.
But at the same time,
I was sick.
But at the same time, that having been said, since I lost 16 pounds since last October, I really have been feeling a lot better. Like, I legitimately have been feeling better. I'm still drinking beer. I'm not a completely, like, salad for every meal and then, you know, maybe...
Salads are good, though, prepared, right?
But, I mean, I'm not somebody who's sitting there, like, I cannot eat any...
You don't hate fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm drinking a beer that is not a light beer because I enjoy beer, and by God, I'm gonna fucking drink the beer.
Right.
But I'll still go to the gym once a week just to, you know, stay in shape. So then I went, after that, you know, kind of got my legs under me a little bit again, went to the treadmill, did that for another 15 minutes or so, and then I was like, now I'm just going to go sit in the hot tub, because I can do that, and I did.
It's fair.
And that's...
Maybe if the shitty gym I'd gone to had had a hot tub, I would have stuck with it longer.
That's the great thing about the Y that I'm going to, is it does have the pool, and so that's basically
nice.
My routine now is... I go and I work out until I'm worn out, and then I go sit in the hot tub for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's not a bad move.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're doing it better than I did.
Probably.
I mean, that's...
That was going to be really nice during Fest.
Oh.
During Fest, taking, you know, every Wednesday and going to sit in the hot tub.
Yeah.
That's going to be...
Because even then, you can do a real light workout, because you're definitely getting your steps out at Fest and all that shit, so like... Work a couple things and be like, all right, cool. Like, honestly, there, just a swim in a hot tub is probably going to do you a world of good.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty smart. I like that. I like the way you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, look at you. That was Radley's idea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, I haven't done much of shit because I, last Friday, went to bed, as per usual, like, I don't know, midnight or so, 1 o'clock, and I believe woke up at 3. Shaking uncontrollably.
Oh.
And wondering, like, is this...
the real life?
Or is this...
just fantasy?
Am I caught...
in a landslide?
No escape.
From jail.
What? Anyway, so I open my eyes, and... piece of shit. I have to deal with Scully once a week already. Fuck you. No, but I go to bed Friday about like midnight or 1 o'clock. I wake up at like 3. And I am... I think the correct term when you're like have like a really bad sickness is shivering, but I am shaking.
Yeah.
Like I reach... I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm just like bathed in sweat. And I reach to turn the light on. I just watch my hand... do that, like, creepy, like, guy who's nearly dead in a movie who has to go, like, scrawl something right. with blood on the wall. And, like, finally turn the light on and kind of go, what the fuck? And Megan's just like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. And I kind of, like, sit up and just, like, herking and jerking and shaking. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And she's like, holy shit. And so, like, we already sleep with an electric blanket. Because my room is, like, 15 degrees colder than my apartment because of there's some shitty airflow in my room. And so it's like, all right, so I go take a hot shower, come back, lay down, and add heating pad underneath mm-hmm. me, hot blanket on top of me, and just shiver and shake until the light is up. And then kind of go, I guess I'll get up and shiver and shake while walking.
So what
and
you're like, saying is you're cosplaying as Michael J. Fox at
basically,
Convergence.
Yeah, so I'm just doing like the sick guy's Parkinson's redundant. And yeah, and just that lasted until... basically Sunday night, where I just could do nothing because everything hurt and everything, like, I was just uncontrollably shaking at all times. I took a couple hours to try to help Anna move on Saturday morning because I'd promised her like a month ahead of time, because friend of the show and past guest Anna Levine has moved in now with a friend of the show and past guest Josh Knight.
Mm-hmm.
She's now living there, and it was like, yeah, like, we're gonna move 8 o'clock Saturday. And so I wake up, you know, 3 a.m. Saturday, shaking and awful, and going, okay, what the fuck do I do? So I lay there shaking until it's 7 o'clock, and I go, well, it's time to go make the donuts. And Megan's like, we could call them and say you're sick. I'm like, we might be the only truck that's showing up, so we gotta go. And so we go, and it turns out not. Like, Norm was there with, like, a truck and a trailer, and then being a bunch of people, so it's like, we did, like, 2 trips, and so by, like, 10:30, I was like, I'm out.
You're right.
Yeah, sorry. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on with me, but I gotta go. And then just, like, went home and slept for, like, 5 hours. And then got up for, like, 3 hours and took a hot shower and a bath and then slept for another few hours and just did that all weekend. It was the worst. It was the fucking worst. What that does afford...
Was it the worst?
It was the worst.
Okay.
What that does afford is you always get a few moments of clarity while you are sick. And so...
The little clouds part.
Yeah, because you're just like, fuck, I've been laying in bed... like, with heating blankets and shit for so long that I'm actually finally feeling okay. And I'm hungry enough that I, like, am motivated to go into the kitchen. And then it was like, Megan, let's play a video game. So we did. Because there's, like, a game we picked up over the Steam sale that we picked up a few different horror games that looked appealing to both of us. Mm-hmm. We're like, okay, cool, we'll just play these together. So we picked up a game called The Survey, which is only, like, $5, something like that. And it's kind of a... It seems like the kind of thing that someone developed after seeing the P.T. trailer. Do you know what that is, also? You're looking at me like you don't know. P.T. was sort of a demo reel for what was going to become, like, the next Silent Hill.
Okay.
And the game never ended up getting made, but there's, like... There was a trailer of it, or like a demo version you could play for a little while if you had a PS4, like, right away. And then it got pulled, because they pulled the project. Oh. And you are stuck in a house, and all you can really do is go from one end to another of a hallway, but every trip back and forth, it gets more fucked up.
Huh.
And so, The Survey is you're exclusively in one house. You start in the master bedroom. There's, like, a closet and a bathroom off of that. In the hallway, there's, like, laundry room, bathroom, study, a couple other bedrooms. You can go down the stairs. There's a dining room, a living room, and a kitchen, and, like, a little... storage room under the stairs. That's it. That's the entire environment for the game. So you wake up and things seem weird. Mm-hmm. So you just start walking around and you find a clue. And it's like, oh, what's this? And then you go find a few different clues. And then that leads you to know the code to unlock your cell phone. So you unlock your cell phone. And you get a thing that's just like, boop, boop, boop. Hey, we'd like you to participate in this survey. And so you click. All right. And it's like, to participate in this survey, we need to find out if you're eligible. Are you at home? Yes. Are you alone? Yes. Are you supposed to be? Yes? You know, do you feel like someone's watching you?
Now I do.
And, like, it gives you a few weird questions. It's like, thanks, we'll be in touch later. And then you just kind of walk around, and things get a little wiggy in the house. And then you'll be finding things, and then, bloop, you get a new thing. It's like, do you ever feel like, and it's like weird shit, and then eventually you're going along, and like things will be like, you know, bloop, and you look at it, and it's just like, she can see you. You know, do you know she can see you? Check yes, check no, pick one. Are you in the living room? Yes. The next thing says, turn around. And you're like, fuck me! And it's like, oh, goddamn. So there's some really... I had a lot of goosebumps playing this game. And it's only... The whole thing lasts like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's a real fun, condensed, roughly horror movie length horror movie that you're playing through in first person. No combat, nowhere to go. You just have to work through it. And Megan and I played through it, and to a point...
Is there a fail state in this game, or is
I
it...
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's basically like a walking simulator, like a Dear Esther or
something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're kind of working way through the story.
But I was wondering if there was a way to lose.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, okay. In-game, no. The way to lose is potentially, as far as I can tell, random luck. Because we gave up and watched the remainder of the game with about 20 minutes to go on a YouTube Let's Play.
Mm.
Because, and this is something I found borne out by the Steam forums, when we played it, like, if you picture your average character in any kind of first-person game, you know, Half-Life, Fallout, whatever, think of how fast you walk.
Right.
Now, diminish that to about a tenth.
Ugh.
And I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like, why is it like this? Turns out it's not. It's not supposed to be. The YouTube video we watched was full-on regular movement.
Just your computer couldn't handle it?
So we played for about 3 hours. No, there's no way. Like, and what we found out is people go, it seems to be random luck that it just doesn't work.
Huh.
And it also can randomly crash. And so we started the game 3 times, hoping to get a better version and try different settings. And then I went in the forums on Steam, and everybody's like, what the hell's going on? I'm clearly way over the even the maximum
right
for this game. And I was like, maybe if we dumb it down, it'll run better. And like that didn't help. Like all this, I'm like, well, cool.
Hmm.
So we just got a build that sucked, and like
I'm
just
sorry.
It didn't work. Well, and it happens. But the big problem I had was no responses whatsoever from the developer to any of those complaints. And I'm like, you know what? Sorry, brah. Like that kind of pisses me off.
Because, yeah,
like,
that's not cool.
Watching the YouTube thing, I'm like, oh my god, if I could have just ran from room to room. One, more panicky. Two, I could have completed this game in a satisfying manner instead of going like, let's go downstairs. And walking down a flight of 20 steps would take a minute. That's way too long to do.
Yeah, that's awful.
That should happen in even less than real time. So as far as like spoopiness, pretty on point. Like we really enjoyed it. But like between other people, and we had it crash once, but other people said it crashed like a lot. Like every time they'd pick up a new clue, it would crash. And the slow-mo walking thing was apparently pretty common. So, like, my mini-review on this is, like, holy shit. If this were to work perfectly for you, this game is really fun. Awesome. It's totally worth a $5 experience because that's cheaper than a movie ticket.
If.
But that's a big if. So, like, I can't recommend it in full, which is too bad. The other game we played a bit of, because now it's like, well, it's dark out. Let's play more spoopy stuff. And this is another older game because it's, like, I think an early launch title for the PS4, which I only got at Christmas. But Until Dawn... which is very Telltale game in nature. You are essentially a bunch of kids going to a cabin where there was a murder the year before.
Looking for Don Kuznowski?
Basically.
Okay.
And you know, all your little choices affect how the characters will react to each other for the rest of the game. So very Telltale in that manner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Megan's friend, Joe, had played it and said, no, you guys got to play this. And it's pretty fun. It is super over the top with the teenagers talking about boning all the time dialogue, God. Which is super annoying.
Right.
But the game itself is really fun. And then, you know, he was talking to Megan after we played it for a couple hours. And I was like, okay, where are you at? She goes, well, we just got to this point in the game. Oh, so did you see this? And she goes, what? And he's like, oh, never mind. Like, and so there's apparently wildly divergent versions of this game you can get.
Huh.
Which is cool, because a lot of times there's pretty minor differences.
Right, yeah.
But, and apparently he's had it because he had a PS4 from early on, and he dug it, so he went back and was like, what if I try saying this or this, and kind of worked his way through all the little...
All the trees, yeah.
The trees, yeah. and kind of dug it, and that's why he recommended it to us. So okay. We're having a good time. We didn't ask him how anything works. We're just going to play through it ourselves and yeah. see if we think it was good enough to play through again. The interesting thing is that it's basically set in real time, so each chapter, like, you start at, like, 11 o'clock on whatever night, and then dawn is at whatever time, so you have, like, 8 hours, basically.
You're right.
And every time you finish a chapter, it's an hour later, so you know exactly how close you are to dawn. And you can kind of go, oh, okay, cool. Like, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Like, I'm going to have to figure out some things or make some bold choices to make right. things happen. So, I don't know. I'll report back at some point time, when we get yeah. to the end of that. But
very cool.
That was a lot more rewarding because it worked. Mm-hmm. Which is always a thing I'm a fan of in the video games I play, is having them work.
Cool.
So.
I played video games. I played Assassin's Creed.
Which one?
I finished Liberation. Mm-hmm. As much as I was going to finish it, I finished the story. I'm not the kind of person to go through and make sure I have discovered everything.
Not 100%. You're not a diamond.
I used to be, but I can't sustain that lifestyle anymore.
See, playing Until Dawn with Megan, because like, whenever we sit down, it's like, all right, who wants to drive?
Right.
Sometimes she drives, sometimes I drive, you know. But
and the other is backseat driving, but you right. still make the decisions.
Yeah. And so, but like with like a Telltale game... Like, we started playing the Batman Telltale game, and it was just like, we both shout out what we think, but if you have to click.
Yeah.
Whoever's driving gets the final choice, but yeah. But playing Until Dawn, she's like, you drive, because she doesn't play console games ever, so she's like, all right, I'll drive. And then she's like, we need to go over there. I'm like, oh, I know. But if the game makes it very obvious we need to go over there, I'm going to go everywhere else first. Because
yeah, I do
if
that.
The game says go left, I know there's a power up to the right.
Oh, yeah.
Sure enough, it paid off like 7 times where we got like secret items and information.
No, I do. When
and I was like, is this infuriating to you? Because we could play this as like, because she is, in fact, in literally,
okay,
the people she used to play.
This.
No, literally, the people she used to play WoW with was the guild that had the Leroy Jenkins video.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. She's like, it was so hilarious and that blew up. But yeah, she's like, yeah, she is very much like, woohoo! And just fuck shit up and see what happens, player.
I can't do that.
I can't either. And so I was like, okay, I'm very meticulous. Like, when they go, okay, go over to the cabin and meet the guy, I'm like, well, I'm going to explore every inch of this shed first.
I'm going to avoid
and
that
there's
cabin.
Secret paths on
I'm
going to
avoid
thing.
The cabin like the
if
plague.
If I know the door is the gateway to the next cutscene, I'm going to do everything outside that cutscene.
Yeah.
To try to make sure I find all the shit. Yeah, so I'm like, that is how I'm going to do this.
My wife and I play the Lego games. The Lego Star Wars, Lego Indiana Jones, Lego Batman, Lego everything. And it's the same thing. It's we hit the level, and she immediately starts running up, you know, away from the camera. And I'm like, going towards the camera. Oh, look at all this stuff here. Mm-hmm. It's every time. Inevitable. And then I'm, you know, we finish a level. And inevitably, I've got like 3 times as many coins or whatever it is as she does.
Yep.
It's like, how are you doing? It's like, because I'm looking everywhere.
I'm not reaching the goal. I'm
yeah.
gathering the stuff.
You know,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's and that can be
I think
totally
it's a kind of
infuriating if you're the type of person that just wants to see what happens next.
Mm-hmm.
And certain games, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, there are games where you will benefit from, like, you know, if you're playing Half-Life, you'll benefit from finding the extra ammo pouch and health pack. Because otherwise, you'll just die.
Yeah.
But, like, there are games where you're just going from A to B, and you're going to be fine. Like, you know, it's just like a bullet hell mm-hmm. game. Just get to the end, doesn't matter. You know?
So, Assassin's Creed was basically like... Yeah, I mean, I got the story. I finished the story. I saw the quote-unquote true ending. Because the what it is you get the kind of the fake-out ending, which ends up as the main character... I suppose this game's been out long enough for me to... Spoilers!
We have to worry about spoilers, yeah.
But at the end, the main character, like, pledges herself to the Templars.
Mm.
And you're just like, okay. But if you find throughout the game, they're called Citizen E. And because the person who coded them in was a guy named Erudito or something like that. But anyway, so you find all of these Citizen E and kill him throughout the game. It unlocks, like... what actually happened because you know the Templars are trying to hide what actually happened, and so you unlock what actually happened. It was after she pledges herself to the Templars, totally fucking fucks shit up and kills everyone.
No.
So so I finished the story on that, looked at some of the like what I was missing, and then kind of went, do I care enough to try to look around for it? Nah.
Yeah, it's especially hard in general, mm-hmm. unless I was, like, over the moon for a game, to once I've completed it, go, now I'm going to go wander around and pick up things.
And with Shadow of Mordor, I absolutely did that. I finished the game and then played it for another day or two.
Yeah.
Because that game was so goddamn fun.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I love Assassin's Creed games as well, but I was like, I finished this one. Mm-hmm. This one's done for me.
There are things where, like, once the narrative is finished, there's not enough mechanics to keep me happy.
And finding stuff used to be really my thing, and now I've just, I can't, I don't, I'm too old and I don't have time.
I was gonna
for
say,
that.
Yeah, real life gets in the way of that.
I've got kids and I've got my fucking sword swallowing career, which is just exploding and everything like that. So it's like I don't have time.
Yeah, I feel like the full on like mastery of like tournament play video game or diamond level you know, item hunter is the purview of the teenaged or unemployed, because like if you've got any kind
or
of
single.
But single, if you got a full time job and any kind of social life,
if you have a social life, though.
Right, but I mean,
I do know people that are our age,
hours.
And but they don't have, you know, a family or anything, so they get home from work and they plug in their game, and that's
sure,
all.
Yeah,
they
I
get.
Know people like that too, and like, again, not disparaging that, but it's just
that's the lifestyle that they have chosen.
Yeah, and think, and that makes you happy. Fucking dope.
That's great.
But like, yeah, but it's just
some people are gay. Some people play video games. It's I support your lifestyle decisions.
But the, but yeah, no, it's just, it's
gonna get
one
some
of those
angry letters
where,
on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Milton Salsa said that. I gave a quick what the fuck. But no, realistically, it's just one of those things where it's, you either can or cannot do that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take a lot of real life to get in the way of that.
No.
You know, think about if you are in school and have even a part-time job, you don't have a ton of time for video games.
No.
Or if you do, you don't sleep much. Or, you know, if you're in school and you have a part-time job, you could probably have a girlfriend, but you don't have a lot of time for video games.
Yep.
Because you don't have time for, you know, like, I have enough trouble balancing out my life.
Unless you hit that magic, like, sweet spot of a gamer girlfriend.
But that also assumes, the thing, like, I've got a gamer girlfriend, but she doesn't only ever want to play video games.
That's what I meant, a girlfriend that only plays video. But anyway.
There's that. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's... Once you have, like, three vectors in your life of where to spend your time, like, you get a lot of attention.
I just don't have... I love video games, but I don't have time to play video games.
And
so
that's, I'm trying to, like, lock it down and, like, go playing things until they're finished. So, like, that was kind of nice about the survey. It was like, we can be done with this in a couple hours.
Yeah, and then you
and
move
then I
on.
Can uninstall it, leave a review, and off I go. And that's something else I'm trying to do on Steam lately. That's my community service. That's not a bad idea. You know what? I actually do think about these, and often we talk about them on the show. So it's not just like, this game sucks dick. Like,
yeah, you have
so
a little bit of a nuanced,
so like, here's,
well thought out. Yeah,
here's what's good about this. Here's what's bad about this. Overall, is it worth your money?
Plus, that helps the developer.
You know?
It helped. I should do the same.
I think I didn't always do it. Now I'm trying to go. You know, when I finish a game,
that's a really good idea.
Know,
I'd
like,
never thought about
good?
It, but now that
takes
now
3 minutes.
Mention it.
Yeah, it takes no time. But I'm trying to make myself do that, and that's like a super bullshitty way to think that you're making a difference. But it
no,
is
but at the
kind
same
of thing
time,
that I look at if a thing says mostly positive, I go, oh, or overwhelmingly positive. Oh, all right, that looked interesting. It's overwhelmingly positive. Well, if you feel like that should be something that's overwhelmingly positive,
we ask people
to
review this
that.
Show
yeah.
on iTunes. The least we can do is review.
Yeah,
it.
So it's I try to do that. Like,
no, that's
a
noble
take
a
day and like
thing,
review
yeah.
like three podcasts I listen to. Because
that's a good idea.
It does not take that much time.
God
but
damn it!
It seems
you've
like
got work. Good ideas. That's not fair.
But
I finished that one, and then I started playing one of the Assassin's Creed Chronicles games.
There's so many Assassin's Creed games.
But here's the thing. The Assassin's Creed Chronicles games are completely different in their playstyle.
Oh.
Like, all of the other ones so far have been third-person, over-the-shoulder, run-around.
The type I've played.
Exactly. I don't know. Did you ever play Mark of the Ninja?
No.
Okay.
I think I can kind of picture the box art.
But that's how the Assassin's Creed Chronicle games play. They're a 2D side scroller.
Oh. Huh.
Like and you're able to change the plane you're in certain places. Like in certain places there'll be a bar or a swing or something like that where you swing to the plane in front of the plane you're in or the plane behind the one you're in. But then you're in that plane.
Oh, like depth of field.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, I was thinking like Fez, where you change the angle.
Oh, no. So you
okay, I get it. So you can go from different...
Yeah, the map is layered, and you can move up or down the layers in certain points.
I think I played at least one game that kind of did that sort of thing.
But,
yeah,
but otherwise it's 2D and you just move back and forth in that plane. And you have various hiding places and things like that. So it's a lot more of a, it's a completely different experience with the Assassin's Creed name, but it's not an Assassin's Creed game.
Sure.
And so, you know, I'm playing a little bit of the China one right now, and I'm enjoying it. It's, again, it's very much like Mark of the Ninja, which I've talked about on this show before. And if you've ever played it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That kind of, you climb up on top of things and you can kill people from above or kill them from behind. Yeah. And then you've got various hiding places that you can, you know, wait for a guard to walk past you and then get behind. Or and the scoring for different levels is based on your playstyle. So you can score gold, silver, or bronze in either like assassin mode, brawler mode, or like shadow mode or something like that. Basically, one is you get through the level and nobody even knew you were there. The second one is stealth kills all the way through, and the third one is combat kills. You get more points the fewer people even know you were there. So you can assassinate
people.
You're
supposed to be a ninja.
Yeah, well, basically, yeah.
Yeah, so why wouldn't you want to have a few
people? So if you can get through the level with nobody spotting you and no kills and everything like that, then you're going to score the highest. And then based on how many points you score throughout the game, you unlock various extra skills and stuff like that. So, but yeah, it's like I said, completely different game that reminds me of Mark the Ninja. And I'm enjoying it so far.
Nice.
So...
we should take a break.
Sure, we can do that.
And then we'll do, I don't know, we'll do something else. We can do whatever we want.
I would like to point out that Matt is wearing his AON Originals t-shirt right now.
I did. Sasta texted me that right as I was leaving the house, and I was like, fuck yeah, I'm wearing a polo shirt. So thanks, Chris.
So much, Chris. That's awesome.
So good. All right, we'll be back in a second.
If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm still Matt.
I'm Salsa.
And Jenna is still working. So,
or non-existent.
Well, in celebration of that,
we have graduated
from beer
to whiskey.
Yeah.
Scotch in this case.
Delicious
actually.
Scotch whiskey.
What do you get?
Fuck. It was your bottle.
Well, you get the bottle and I will say what I've got. I am drinking a Napogue Castle 14 year. This is one of the CD Scotchbringer ones that I enjoy thoroughly. Napogue Castle has really, really, really sparked my fancy. I enjoy it very much.
Nice. I've got the Glenmorangie, the Quinta Ruban, port cask finish, non-chill filtered, aged 12 years.
Yep. I got that as a gift from one of my coworkers for working at the company I work at for a year.
Yeah. So and, I'm taking advantage of that. So technically I work for your company.
It's a yummy one.
But
I don't think that's how that works.
Oh, God, that is good.
Isn't it, though?
That's really good.
That's a really fucking good
Fuck one. Me, that's good. All right.
Why do you think I gave you so little?
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that's really fucking good.
Yeah, I nursed that bottle.
Yeah. No, I would, too. I would want to make that last. Anyway, that said, sorry, I'm adjusting my microphone to my pee popper. We are going to start doing the end of the show.
Pee.
Before we start doing the end of the show.
What?
There are things that, in life, make you sad, such as the end of things. And there are things in life that can make you sad at the beginning of things, such as getting up in the morning. That sucks.
Yep.
We've all had to do it.
Yep.
More than once, I bet.
Ugh.
But you know what can make that less sucky?
drinking alcohol?
Nah, not recommended. Yes, but not recommended.
Oh, okay.
But something that is actually the kind of thing that will allow you to function better at work.
Oh. Alcohol.
Yes, but not recommended.
Okay. No, I got nothing.
I'm going to suggest to you, crazy as this may sound, you could drink coffee.
That is a really good idea, actually.
Coffee is really delicious. I will
it
have you know.
It is delicious.
And if you like, you could drink the best possible coffee, which
I
is
do
True
like
Stone
drinking
coffee.
The best possible coffee.
I do. And True Stone Coffee is a proud sponsor of our podcast.
They
and
are.
You can be a proud supporter of the sponsor of our podcast, mm-hmm. and thereby...
Which is much better than being an athletic supporter.
That is true. And that, you know, that makes you a supporter of us as well. True Stone Coffee, of course, is still a sponsor of A1 Podcast, mm-hmm. and they still make the best goddamn coffee you can get delivered
so
to
good.
Your door. So if you go to TrueStoneCoffee.com and use the promo code...
Apropos.
What? This is great. See, I have a legit smile right now. Do you see this, Salsa?
Yep. Oh, yeah, this is...
I'm so happy.
A1 Originals, baby.
Let's fist bump it. Why not? Boom. All right. Yeah. So, yeah. The I'm distracted now. I'm so happy. Yes, you can go to TrueStoneCoffee.com, get yourself some coffee delivered to your door. You know, beans that you can grind and make the best kind of waking up morning grind coffee if you like. They also have delicious cold press, mm-hmm. which you may or may not have sampled if you went to Convergence at our party room. And you may or may not be able to sample when you go this year.
If you don't have a coffee grinder, you should probably get one.
That is
a,
true.
Because the fresh ground coffee is amazing. But
it costs like nothing.
But if you if you're not that kind of person, you can get pre-ground coffee.
You can. I will recommend spending like the $8
I would
bucks
absolutely
to get a coffee
grinder. Go to, yeah. go to Goodwill and get a coffee
yeah,
grinder.
Yeah, totally worth it. But when you do that, either way, make sure you save yourself a little money mm-hmm. and show a little love to us and our sponsor, True Stone Coffee, by using the promo code APROPOS when you go to TrueStoneCoffee.com and get that stuff delivered to your door. You don't even have to leave the house.
And it will have your name on the bag.
It does. It feels so good.
So cool.
All right. Thanks, True Stone. And moving on, I feel like mm-hmm. it's about time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
And I'm still working through a backlog. Mm-hmm. I know I've repeated a couple. Like Young Eric Masters, like, dude, you've done that Fast Five before that you did last week. And I was like, that's cool. We don't know. You guys don't know.
I do.
Who knows?
Okay, so I know that we do a lot of these, and therefore we forget which ones we have or have not done.
Yes.
But how big of a nerd do you have to be to listen to the podcast and remember what we have or
a
haven't done?
A high-five guy-sized nerd. Big old nerd. So,
curse the French.
You know, if you want to find out how big of a nerd you have to be to remember that kind of shit,
that Eric
you should
Thompson.
Probably go listen to the High Five Guys podcast and find out just what kind of nerd you have to be.
Indeed.
So, this is another one of our throwback Fast Fives that we assume we've
It's made
missed.
From real sugar.
Yep. this one comes
Sorry.
To us from November 30th of 2012.
Oh, we've regressed.
A little bit. So... this one comes just from Mud.
Hey,
Yay!
Mud!
Who knows Mud? Mud's a fucking badass dude.
That's a guy.
So, question one. Cherry Garcia or fish food? Those are
the ice cream.
Gross ice cream flavors.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to eat either of those. Is it which... Okay.
So I know Cherry Garcia is. What's fish food again?
I don't know. Aren't there like gummies
fudge.
In that?
Is it?
I think there might
If there's
be.
Gummies, then no.
Yeah, I don't like
But it, I thought it was a fudge
idea.
One.
Okay.
Or is it like more like
Sidebar.
Rocky Road?
Sidebar. Do you like simple or complicated ice cream?
I like ice cream.
Well, you're fucking useless. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I... Like, if... I
Is there like an ice cream that's like, no, this has too much shit in it. Knock it off, make it better.
No.
Really?
No. I kind of enjoy, like, a good banana split with all the fixins on top and stuff like
but
that.
But that's not ice cream that has shit in it. That's ice cream with shit
okay.
on it.
Like,
I'm talking about, like,
I
if
mean,
you're
I
just
enjoy...
going to, like, scoop it out of a thing and it's got, like, rocks and twigs and shit, like, some of these
Oh,
ice
like, for scooping
out.
It can be sometimes annoying, but I do enjoy ice cream with, like, nuts and stuff in it.
Ugh. Oh, okay, you're fired.
Well, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to say...
Or the ones with the tiny little Reese's peanut butter cups in it.
Ugh,
I'm all about
gross.
That. All
right,
all
fuck
about
you.
That. No, I think it, because
no,
you've asked, I'm going to go with a lot of shit in it, then.
Okay, so that's disgusting.
Like Rocky Road, that's my jam.
Oh, fuck you. All right, cool.
Cookies and cream,
that's my jam. No, cookies and cream's fine, that's one ingredient. That's okay. All right, Cherry Garcia or fish food? I'm going to say, because I wouldn't want to eat either, I'm going to say fish food is probably... No. Nope, no. Cherry Garcia is more annoying.
Oh.
Because there are more shitty teddy bears in the back of cars in my world than there are fish. Does fish have a sticker? They must. Who cares?
I'm Googling
you piece of shit.
I'm just
question.
Wanting fish food. I'm going with fish food.
All right, piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm just... What are you going to do?
Oh, I feel like we got a theme here. All right. Probably. Question two, Caramel Sutra or Chocolate Fudge Brownie?
What?
Caramel Sutra, or caramel, depending what's the K, though, or Chocolate Fudge Brownie?
I do like caramel.
I like caramel, but I really love brownies with ice cream.
Brownies with
that
ice cream?
That was always my jam.
Brownies with ice cream on top, yes, but brownies in ice cream always get these like weird ice crystal-y shit in them, and they don't really ever taste right. Yes. Whereas caramel, I got a real soft spot
for caramel. Do you like drumsticks?
Yeah.
Me too. Do you like the ones that have the caramel running through the center?
Yes.
Okay.
They are the best ones.
That's a divisive thing.
That's the best one.
Some people hate those.
My wife and I fight over those ones.
As well you should.
Like, she'll get one of those eight boxes of eight.
Yep, and it's like, why do you get the mixed pack?
And the caramels disappear. The caramels disappear, and then the ones with the chocolate core are next, and then the last ones are just the plain ice cream.
The plain ones aren't good.
they're not bad, but they're the last ones to go.
Yeah. No, that's like my parents used to buy back in the day, like those weird fucking wafery cookies. You know, there's the vanilla ones, the chocolate ones, and the strawberry ones. The way they were packaged was 80% vanilla. I'm trying to do math. 15% chocolate, and then like the remaining 5% was the strawberry ones. So my sister and I would fight because there were literally like four strawberry ones. And it's like, why would you do this? You know, no one wants the
because they want you to buy the box of strawberry ones.
I guess, but like it was just like, what the shit. And so we'd always get that, and there would always be arguments over who got to.
But those boxes are not for, you know, one family to eat all at the same. You know, therefore you bring to a party and everybody gets their options.
Same problem.
Because some people, haven't met any, but somebody out there likes the plain ones. Also, the ones with nuts on them. Those are the ones I like.
We're thinking of different things than if there's nuts on them.
Yeah. Nuts.
Cool. So I'm gonna go chocolate fudge. You're going caramel.
I got a soft spot for caramel.
Okay. Half baked or chunky monkey.
I like chunky monkey personally.
I like the word monkey, so I'm going chunky monkey.
Chunky monkey's got nuts in it.
I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat any of these. I can't. I'm just saying I like the word monkey.
The thing is these are not going to be which ones are best. These are going to be sex positions or something like that.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Question four.
I don't know what half baked is, but.
It's a movie.
Oh, I bet you it's Dave gonna. Chappelle. I bet you half baked has like chocolate chip cookie dough in it.
Could be.
That's my guess.
It seems pretty strong chance. Question four: cheesecake brownie or banana split? Banana split, hands down.
Banana split.
Yeah, I like cheesecake well enough.
But again, not an ice cream.
But I would not put those things together.
Banana splits, though.
And I would not put them
in ice cream.
Banana split is a thing of beauty.
I have started making banana splits for my kids.
You piece of shit.
And now they love
them. They have expectations that will never be fulfilled in the real world.
Yeah.
You're proud of this. You're like, yeah.
Because it's my job as a father to do these things. Sure, no, I you
my
know.
Kid will go into a, super, my kid will go into a diner someday and order a banjo sandwich, and they will look at him like an asshole. So, yeah.
No, but I make super simple ones where, you know, I cut a banana in half and then put a daub of ice cream and then sprinkle, like, the tiny little chocolate chips on top. And that's a banana split.
Not a banana split.
That's for the kids. That's a banana split. That is for the kids.
You're a piece of shit.
For the kids.
You're a fucking liar.
I am making.
You're a phony.
Okay, so what makes a banana split?
A banana split has to have the banana. Yes.
The banana is the banana split. Bananas and ice cream. Those are the bare minimum.
Then you have to have the chocolate, the strawberry, and the pineapple.
The bare minimum is banana that is split in half with ice cream.
Please comment on the
This is a poor man's. Okay, sure, whatever. This is a fucking poor man's banana split.
I'm fine. But my kids call it that. That's
but
fine.
My kids ask for that now.
That's no. Like, of course, and, well,
and
should,
my sister-in-law was watching the kids one day because my wife goes to grad school on Thursday nights, and so until I get home, we have somebody come and watch the kids. And I got home and they finished dinner and they were like, "Who wants dessert?" And it was banana splits. And so I banana ice cream chocolate chips on top. And my sister was like, "You put way more effort into that than I would have probably done for any kids that I might hypothetically
have." Pudding cups.
Yeah, exactly. But they love it because they're eating a banana.
That's an adorable justification, sir.
It gets them to eat the banana. Okay. Just saying.
And our final question: peanut butter cup or sweaty balls?
Peanut butter cup.
I'm going to go peanut butter cup.
Peanut butter cups are my
really
weakness.
Good. That's one of the few chocolate items that I can eat with regularity. Because I don't like chocolate much, but a peanut butter cup is damn good. I don't like peanut butter by itself that much. But that's just the right.
But it's not real peanut butter in there. It's like a weird pasty. But it's a weird pasty peanut butter.
Though. Okay.
I know. But no,
gets the job done.
But peanut butter cups are the best candy bar.
Ooh, bold stance. You might have to revisit that in a later episode.
Oh, I'm sure I'll change my stance.
Yeah.
Five episodes from now, I'm going to be standing here going, Kit Kats are the best.
Kit Kats are really good.
Yeah.
All right, so I was right. There was a theme here. All of these are Ben and Jerry's.
Are sex positions.
No. Are Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavors.
Well, duh, we knew that.
So the question then, okay, I will point out full disclosure. I've had none of these.
I've had some of them.
So I don't know.
I've had Chunky Monkey. I really like Chunky Monkey. I have had Cherry Garcia. What were some of the other ones?
Fish food, caramel sutra, chocolate fudge brownie. Chocolate fudge brownie, I don't think Ben and Jerry's can claim as their own. I think that's simply a flavor they make.
Maybe those are the only two that I can really think of off
so
the top
I
of my
can't
head.
Eat any of these, nor would I want to eat most of these.
Well,
so I'm
going to
say all my answers stand as said.
Fair enough.
Anything you would...
Oh, bold stance.
I won from the start.
Fair enough. All right, we'll go through.
So Cherry Garcia and fish food.
What is the question, though?
What is your favorite?
So it is favorite?
Yeah.
Okay, well then we have made our choices.
I feel like we're kind of there. We got it. We got in one. Nice. Up top. Efficient.
That's
what happens when you have the A1 Originals, son.
The M. Night Shyamalan twist was there was no twist.
What?
This was from 5 years ago. Maybe that was before we had too much of that.
Anyway. thank you, Mud, for sending in a fast five and continuing to do so. I should point out one of our most stalwart listeners and contributors. Do we have anything we need to plug before we get out of here?
I mean, I felt like I went through my list last week, but I will...
You want to just touch on it quickly?
Yeah, I will do it again. This coming weekend is Mondo Jekyll Fest! I'm going to be there. I might end up teaching a workshop. I haven't really decided yet one way or the other, but we'll see what happens. The weekend after Mondo Fest is something else going on. Let me check. Oh, yes, I'm in South Dakota to do vilification tennis. The weekend after that is the... Vilification Amateur Show.
It's gonna be huge.
That's gonna be a big. Let me. Oh, here, my calendar. Here we go. Yep. Vilification Tennis. Weekend after that, Friday, February 14th or February 24th. Those tickets go fast. Fucking buy your tickets in advance. Is the Amateur Show. The day after that, I am going to be in the Wisconsin Dells in Wisconsin at the Ripley's Believe It or Not, Swallowing Swords for Sword Swallower Day.
Cool.
The weekend after that is going to be the Polar Plunge, which means you, yes, you, the listener, I'm talking to you. No, don't look behind your shoulder. You, the guy who was wearing the headphones, you should definitely go and... go to the plungemn.com website, search for Fearless, and give money to all of us.
Yeah.
Especially Matt and I, of course, but to everybody, because if we don't hit our minimum, we don't get to jump. And you want to see Matt and I jump in a frozen lake, because it's going to be great. And by great, I mean unpleasant for Matt.
Yeah,
so yes. You definitely want to help out with that. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much to the people who have already donated.
For sure.
And then after that, we are going to warm up with some beer. It's going to be Febtoberfest also on March 4th. I have my strawberry chocolate stout, my Valentine's Day
looking
beer
forward to it.
Sitting there. Just oh God, I'm
haunting me.
I'm going to get that kegged probably this coming week and
nice.
Find out how good that's going to be. And then, yeah, that takes us through the next 4 weeks.
Cool.
That's probably pretty good for me.
The Fearless Five, Harbingers, begins this Friday, February 10th. All shows are at the Mounds Theater in St. Paul, like I said, at the top of the show, same place we did, Build Your Own Inferno and the, Give to the Max Day party. Shows are February 10th, 17th, 18th, 24th, and 25th. All shows are at 7:30. And that is five different short one-acts by five different writers with a different director for each one and a cast that kind of moves between each. It is a murderer's row of talent. Writers are Eric Thompson, John Zeller, John Euchre, Tim Wick, and Chip Limeburner. Directors, Zachary Kulzer, Don Krasnowski, Kyle Decker, Jenna Young, and Lauren Haven. That would be why Jenna's not here. The list of actors is equally impressive, but there's too many of them for me to list. So if you get your chance and you live in the area, get out to see those shows. They're going to be amazing. I will be there opening night with the boy. Come say hi. And I will also point out that I will be doing, not this week, but next week, I believe, is my appearance at Love Letters at Huge, which is the show where we improvise scenes based on reading some of our actual juvenile love poems, stories, texts, and whatnot. So I've been digging out old notebooks, and yep, I've got them. So that will be, I will be in next Wednesday, but they are running for about 2 months. I will probably do another one. I'm in Florida the week after that, so you might get another chance to see this if you want to see me specifically. Trust me, there are funnier people than me you could see. The previous guest and inimitable Jen Scott is one of those people, and among others. Shay Roberts, also previous guest, is the one that organized and I believe is performing as well. Bree is in it. It's going to be amazing. So check out the Huge website. Check out Love Letters. Find a night to go. That'll be fucking delightful. And I'm sure we're missing some things. Don't forget, Die Laughing approacheth. I feel like it's not quite too early to start saying, but, you know, April Fool's Weekend, Die Laughing. Start making plans to either come to the theater and see us or block out time to watch online. And on that note, I think we will say have yourselves a wonderful night. If you're in a place that is slippery as where we are, Jesus, be careful and take care of yourselves and each other and eat the fucking cake.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Levels. This is me talking into a microphone.
This is me talking into a different microphone.
I get a microphone too.
No, you don't.
Aww. None for you.